Coming up shortly, the Junior Achievement Dallas Business Hall of Fame inducts a new class of laureates, and you know, none more deserving than John Fields Scovel. He is a Dallasite and has been here forever and has developed some of the most iconic sites that you've seen around. He's founder and chairman of Woodbine Development. He joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Listen, it is nice to be here. I'm honored. Thank you.
You know, before you guys got together and built the Hyatt Regency Reunion and of course, Reunion Tower, there wasn't an identifying characteristic of Dallas, maybe Pegasus or something, but that really did. That put a label on Dallas.
Well, we're proud of that. Obviously, when we were doing that project, we had no idea we were building the symbol of Dallas. You think of the cities around the country, and there's something that kind of identifies it. And so that project, we were just about doing it, and it just so happened that that's the symbol of Dallas.
You know, that area down there was so intriguing because I remember all the conjecture, and when Murchison wanted to move the Cowboys and wanted some better venue than the Cotton Bowl, that area right down there, I guess it was your, I don't know if it was your area at the time, but that was one of the areas where they talked about putting the Cowboy Stadium.
No, that is true. And, of course, you know, we built a basketball and indoor stadium down there. The city did at some course. But that, you know, the city of Dallas was not growing that direction. If you think about it, everything was going north. Even downtown Dallas was going north. So everybody thought, boy, you guys, you're on the wrong side of town. You're this, and you're building a hotel and a tower, you know. So there were a few questions about our wisdom.
Well, you've developed a lot around here at DFW High, it comes to mind. But I was surprised. I was looking on the website, and you guys were in L.A., Washington, D.C., Phoenix, Houston, Fort Walton Beach. You've been busy.
Well, we have been. As such, obviously, we got in the hospitality business as such. And so if you think, you know, every town needs a hotel. So that was kind of an automatic entry for us. And but you can't say anything. Our reputation, the opportunity was built on Reunion, you know, his project. Because we could say, you know, they didn't know Scovel or Woodbine or this, getting up, but they knew Hyatt Regency Dallas and knew Reunion. Said, y'all did that? So that was instant credibility for us, and how fortunate we were, because that opened a lot of doors.
You know, and I look at the location now, and it's got to be a much better location today than it was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, because, I mean, you've got DART coming in there, you've got the train, you've got probably the bullet train coming back in. They're talking about redeveloping, Ray Washburn is, about the, you know, the BLO headquarters, Dallas Morning News headquarters. That's got to be a really active area.
So would you believe me if I told you we planned all that? We knew that was coming? No, I see you're smiling and laughing, and that is true. You know, we had credible opportunity, but is there a better place on the planet than I'll add Fort Worth to it, Dallas-Fort Worth? I mean, when you look at this area, the business community here, the growth that is here, the transportation that is here, the opportunities, and they don't get any better.
You know, that's fine for you to sit here and tell me that right now. But there was a period in the 80s when the wheels came off, and we lost every bank, we lost every savings and loan, virtually every real estate firm, because they were so proud over their skis with, you know, with debt, went under. How did you guys make it through the 80s?
Well, the good advantage, we didn't overstep our bounds in what we were doing. The great advantage of having Ray Hunt as a partner, you know, so we never really had to get overloaded on the debt side of things. And the opportunities were such, and he has such great patience. I mean, you can't hurry up real estate. It's gonna grow and mature on its own pace, and you have to prepare everything. And our planning was, you know, to do things that it's going to take 5 or 10 years, not 2 or 3.
Tell me about what you see out here right now, because you're a certified graybeard. You've been through how many cycles, and you've been here a long time. So this growth cycle that we're in right now, everybody keeps looking over their shoulders and saying this is just not sustainable. It can't stay like this. We can't keep building apartments or high rises at this rate.
Well, look in the paper, it's either today or yesterday, and look at the job creation through 20 cities. Dallas-Fort Worth, right at the top, the largest creation. So There is obviously a lot of opportunities that are still here as such, and all the great advantages that are here. And the leadership of this community is certainly significant. You know, those that had the vision for an airport, DFW, you know, out here, or the transit components that we were talking about. Obviously, the businesses that have relocated here, the growth of downtown, but at the same time, the suburbs are exploding.
Woodbine's growth has been, you know, phenomenal and steady. And I noticed that there are a couple of more Scovilles that are showing up there on the up on the masthead right now. What are the plans to turn this into a family business?
Well, I hope it is a family business. It has certainly started that way, and that has been the inspiration of the Hunt family. It's a family business as such. So, I have the good fortune of two of my three boys are really managing. They're really the leadership for Woodbine, you know, currently. But the best thing about that, people ask me those questions all the time. They got work ethic. Yeah. That's what it's all about. Not what your last name is or where you grew up or where you went to school. This, it's all about work ethic. And they got that, so they're not any better than anybody else. Now, that oldest son is a doctor, Dr. Scovil, you know, so he's at the Carroll Clinic, an orthopedic surgeon, so we're just as proud of him.
And I know you're proud that you kept them all here within the confines of the county. So looking ahead, what are you guys working on right now? I saw a couple of, it looked like a couple of sort of vintage properties, old buildings, maybe old hotels that you were refurbing and coming back in. Are you in urban development?
Well, we're kind of in a cycle now of trying to reload things. I don't think the great advantage is we have done a lot of historic renovation, you know. So whether it's raw land or there's a building there or a site there, you know, we see the opportunity in all of it. And I'm constantly reminded of the advice I got about old buildings that, you know, when you're working on old antique buildings, be sure and go out and get three bids and add them together.
Well, you cut your teeth on Union Station, I guess.
Yes, we have. And what a classic that is. So, you know, I grew up with that kind of an environment. So the fact that we have done and have some historic markers on projects is something we take great pride in.
Well, you're a perfect candidate to go into the Business Hall of Fame. But this does not mean you're hanging it up, right? You got to keep doing this for a while?
As long as my kids will let me, you know? And Debbie next door here, you know, so that's the, you know, the opportunity is here, but I don't feel the pressure as such because of the leadership from the kids.
John Scovil's laureate going into the Junior Achievement Dallas Business Hall of Fame. He's the founder and chairman of Woodbine Development. It's good to have you with us. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I am honored.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Scovil, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.